Simin Tafresh Mem Vav Sif Vav through Yud Aleph. The Mechaber says Sif Vav Yavshu Aleph Pasul Kamshu Kasher. Anything which is not Yavish is automatically Komush, which is going to be Kasher. What is Yavish? That's what the Mechaber says in Sif Zayin. Shira Yavshu Safilum Nifrach V'Tzipurin Madayin Yerukim Kasher. V'enim Nikram Yavishim Lik She'albinu Pneim. The only time that is considered yavish, this is the geder that the Ravid gave, is dafka if it's lavan. But as long as it's still green, then even though it's nifrach b'tzipurin, it's still kosher. The Mishnah Berurah points out from the Magen Avraham that you need both of them. There's really two tanoim. You need that it should be also nifrach b'tzipurin and also yalbinu pneim. The metzias is that it's always going to be nifrach b'tzipurin before it's yalbinu pneim. So if it's yalbinu pneim, you know for sure it's nifrach b'tzipurin. But it's a little bit interesting. The Machzor Shekel seems to say, this is the way the learns in the Magen Avraham, that you would need both of them if you had such a metzias that it was yalbinu pneim, but it wasn't nifrach b'tzipurin, then it wouldn't be possible. And like a primary was ma'ir, the charegotayna. According to the Ravid, there's only one defining factor for what yavish is. Yavish is dafka if it's yalbinu pneim, and nifrach b'tzipurin is the chura, not a deciding factor at all. That's what he said. Kolakola yarkis, then it's like a mace. And when it's a mace, it's like a mace in haluka. Unless he's being choshish for the other shitas that also that hold that it's the psoel is the psoel tzadar, and as long as it's not nifrach b'tzipurin, it wouldn't be a problem. Not exactly clear where he gets this from. Says the Ravid, how do you know if it's totally yavish? The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Mi shein and baki b'zashir. Mashma b'tomim deim shiachal l'sharei deshish reisam yema yamayim b'mayim. The miyachzer lekamoy shehoyu b'mishmushin umarei and adayin lachem him v'mlavim yuvishim. If you're not sure if it's kolakol yarkus, does it have an etiyu liyarkus or not? This means can hear a lot of shimush. Does it have an etiyu liyarkus? So there's a way to figure it out. You could be sure it for 1 or 2 days and see whether or not it'll get back to how it was b'mishmushin ubimareyin, the way that it feels and the way that it looks. Now, yesh l'ayin, if it's ever going to get back to how it looked beforehand, when it was totally green, but l'chara b'mishmushin, certainly it turns back, and I did this already just last night, took a hadas, I'm sorry for those that can't see it, a hadas from this past year, which is certainly nifrach b'tzipurin, you bend it over, and they cracks in half, without a problem. And I took half of it, and I soaked it in water, and you can almost repackage it. Soaked it overnight, wasn't even Yom Yomayim, and if you take one and you bend it in half, nothing happens. Nothing happens. It's back, b'mishmushin, u'b'marein, l'chero. It's back to how it was beforehand. Besides the fact that this is from this year, and Mishnah Berurah said that it's not common that for during this year, even though he's talking about this year, l'chero from Sukkot time, but from this year, l'chero, it's not so common that it should be yalbinu pneim. Now, yesh l'ayin, what does he mean to say that you should soak them? Doesn't mean that you soak the bottom of the leaf like your flowers you put into water, but the actual flower is not in the water. And so too by your hadas, you put the bottom of the hadas in the water. Or it doesn't mean that you actually lay down the hadas in the water like I did last night, so that everything should be in the water. So it's not clear. I didn't find anyone that speaks about it, except for the metzias is that any hadas that you put inside of water is not going to get back to how it was. If you just stick it in water like a flower, it's not going to get back to how it was unless you lay it down in the water. L'chor the metzias is the biggest echacha. The only shayla is, why isn't it a problem? If that's what he meant, why isn't it a problem of kavush? L'chor, he says, yoyim o yoyimayim. You put it in for a day or two. L'chor, there should be a problem of kavush. We saw in the Beis Yosef, if anyone remembers, a little bit of a Torah Sefer there in the Beis Yosef, it seems. He quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says, he's quoting the Ravid. The Ravid says, the psalm that we said only by lulav don't apply by esrog. The psalm that we said by esrog don't apply by lulav and hadas varavu. Except the yetzi from a klal is kovush. Kovush, if it's kovush the refuah, then by hadas and aravu it's going to be possible. The chor refuah in the Ramban that it's going to be possible. Now, the pischi tshuva in Simin Pei Zayin, for those that are not going to be seeing it next month, I don't know who is going to be. But for those who are going to be not seeing Pei Zayin next month in Yeridea, it talks about Kavush over there. And it says, it says that the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkat and Yutef brings down the Chtam Sofer, who says that if you want to make sure that something's not kavush, just take it out once every 24 hours, before it hits 24 hours, 23 hours and 58 minutes, pull it out for a second, stick it back in, it's not going to be kavush. When it's in water, it has to be 24 hours straight. If it's not 24 hours, then you're mafkiya the kavush. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's why on Shabbos, we're noyig to ask a goy to take out our hadasim and a luluv hadas maravis from the water, so it shouldn't be a problem of kavush, because we can't take it out. It's muktzah on Shabbos, so we ask a goy to take it out, so it shouldn't be a problem of kavush. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Says the Pesach Tshuva, we never saw anybody that was chayshish for kavish only by Esrik. By Esrik it says that kavish is a problem. We never find that anybody says that kavish is a problem by Hadas and Arava and Luluf. We didn't find that at all. Va'ayin Rosh Reish Perek Luluf HaGozel. He's Matzayin to the Rosh. So I went, Mitzvah Lishmoyer Devei Chachomim. What does the Rosh say at the beginning of Luluf HaGozel? He talks about kavish b'chlal? I didn't see you talking about kavish b'chlal. What does he talk about? This Ravid. He quotes this Ravid. The Ravid says, you ought to be sure, for your Yamayim. So he's advising that from this Ravid, I see that there's no problem of Kovash. The Ravid should have said, you should have to take it out once every 24 hours. Elamai Lachur, there's no problem of Kovash, so even to lay it down would not be a problem of Kovash. It happens to be that there are those that want to say that in Echonomic, the Toy Sefer in the Ramban. The Ramban, when he said Psulim, he really meant to say Ksherim. Kifi, the way that we saw it in the Ramban, I think it's Klor. That it's supposed to say psulim taka. However, lamaisa it's not brought down in the other rishenim, and do those want to say that the Ramban said also that it's kovish lerefuah? What does it mean kovish lerefuah? Kovish lerefuah means that you did it in something which is harif, something which mamas changes the way that the hadas tastes, smells, whatever it is. It's a different that may be possible, but some kovish wouldn't. Lamaisa we don't find that the Mishnah Berurah brings it down b'chlal that kovish is the psul benegeh to dalim minim. And Mamela, even when he talks about it, it's talked about in Tafresh Nundalin, that you're allowed to put the water, the Luv and the Hadassim back in the water, Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention anything that's a problem of Kavish.
Would that get? Speed up a baking minute?
If you would put it in Chaymitz, then we'll see that when you get to Esrig. If you do it in Chaymitz, 18 minutes, that makes it Kavish. But in water, it's 24 hours. So Lachara, we don't find that there's a problem of Kovash, which would mean that there's not a problem. Some people, they maybe wouldn't be a din of Kovash here. It's common that people, they wrap up their Hadassim and Aravos in a wet towel. Now Lachara wouldn't be considered Kovash. It's not mamash sitting in the water. But if you stick it into a bottle of water, Lachara would be a Kovash. And even if the entire thing is not Kovash, just sticking the bottom also would make the bottom Kovash. Whatever part you stuck into the water, Lamaisa, it seems that people are not Choshish, like the Pesach Tshuva says, per Psul Kovash. The Mishnah Berurah brings down here, Kasav Primogodim, the Biyavish Eitz Hadas, Afilu Ha'olim, Him Adai Nirukim, Posol. Kur Yaakov, Masagal Zev, Adaita, the Biyavish Eitz Lashayaf, Sol Klal, Ayn Sham. Primogodim wants to tell you that if the Eitz is Yavish, even though the Olim is the Lachin, then it's going to be Posol. He's Mitzayin to the Magen Avraham and Tafish Memei that Mitzias is not common to have such a thing, that the H should be Yavish and the Olin should be Lacham. But if you would have it, he says that it's possible. Kur Yaakov says, no, there's no such psul by the H. L'chorah, this Bikur Yaakov answered for me a very big question that I had on the tour, on the Beis Yosef really. The tour at the end of the Siman says that Nektam Resh is Kosher. And so too Yavish is also Kosher, D'Legar Menektam. So the Beis Yosef understands from there that the Siman that Nektam, the H, is Kosher, so too Yavish, the Olin, is kosher. If the yolin are yavshu, the leaves are dry, it's kosher. Frekta Bach, what are you talking about? What shaykhs do you have from the eighth? The eighth is not nicker if it's nektam. The olin on the top, if they're yavish, it's very nicker. How could he learn now from one to the next? He doesn't hit the lachura, say the nekuda that I would have wanted to say, is that lachura, if you look at the tour is not talking about the olin bechlal. If he says that it's loigar from nektam, he's talking about that the same way that nektam is kosher on the 8th, Yavish is kosher on the 8th, because it's Loigar from Nektam. He's talking about Nektam on the 8th. So Lachar, the Yavish is not talking about the Olin Bechlal. The Torah was never talking about the Olin. The Torah was talking about the 8th. And maybe the answer is, like the Zagor Yaakov says, there is no Psul Bechlal of Yavish when you get to the 8th. And therefore, the Abbasis understood that it can't be that's what he's talking about. Lamaisa, that's what it seems the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya. Practically, I don't know how one would test it to see whether or not the eighth is considered yavish. You'd have to crack it in the middle. We'd have to be simuch on the shittas that nektam is okay. Because maybe you could scratch away a little bit at the bark to see if it's still a little bit green inside. it has a little bit of yarkis inside, then lechora, the way to know very often is if you have an old hadas, if it just cracks like that, then you know that it's, and you look inside, then and you don't see any green, then lechora you know that it's yavish. However, you don't want to do that to your hadas. How would you check it? Not exactly clear. However, I just want to point out that the Ravid says mifurash, that there is a psul of yavish by the eighth. He says, "Avo yavish b'roish hashedro vaday bein belulov bein bahadas v'arovo mistaver the psul." Say whether we're talking about lulov, hadas, v'arovo. If it's yavish by the shedro, then it's going to psul. Clearly, the Ravid understood that way. However, the Ma'aseh of the Mishnah Berurah seems to mechriya that it wouldn't psul. According to this machaber, the only time that your hadas is going to be puzzle is dafka if the yovish to the point that it's not green anymore. These leaves lechera are still green. It's not kol kol ayarkas bechlal, and we soaked them and they went back to how they were. And therefore would not be puzzle. This is considered komshu, anything which is not puzzle at yovish is like komush, which is going to be kosher. We'll see where that's very negia behemshech. That's sif zayin. Sif ches yov shuroi v'olav v'nishtar boi reish kol bad miyagim obadi kan echor uboi gimel alen lachin kosher v'yesh mefarshim shpinu miyagim oshabachad kino yov shu shnayav lein nishar kim echor lach kosher v'ushia ala shumur kaval shneim. It seems that the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mechaber brings down two shittas of the Rishenim. We saw that the Machlokes Rishenim had to understand this. That if it says in the Gemara, Yavshu kol ha'olin v'nishtaru boi gimol badin olin lachin, and V'chizda said, V'ushin nishtaru b'reish habad, that a Machlokes Rishenim had to understand that. Rashi understood, each of the three hadasim that you have, each one has one row of three that are lach, and it's found at the top of the hadas. Agav, where is the top of the hadas? I wish I would have a better one here. Where is the top of the hadas? Very often at the top of the hadas, you can't see the top three leaves because they're covered over. They're small leaves. They're coming out of the highest point of the hadas. But since they're the smallest ones, the leaves that are a little bit lower down extend above them and cover them over. What is considered the reish of the hadas? So I didn't find clear what would be considered the reish. The reish means the highest one. That would be considered. If you can't see a pachlal, then it's hard to say that that's what defines it. It would be the highest one that you could see, lechura, according to that. We'll see. You could pull them out. You could pull them off. We'll see behemshech and sifyud. But lechura, it's the highest ones that you could see. That would be the according to Rashi, you need those three should be lach, even if the rest of them are yavish. And according to the Rosh, you need that there should be three rows. For some reason, the Mechaber says only one row, and that's the Gedolei Achreinim are Ma'ur, Kiveger, and the Goyin, and the others are Ma'ur. The Lechur, you need three rows. Three rows where one out of the three leaves is Lach. Which one? The one that's Reichiv al Shneim. Now, Lechur, there's another Shita, the Ran, which I understood last time I said in Chabur, and someone was Ma'ur to me, that I said in Chabur that the Ran holds like Rashi. And then somebody asked me, Bakhla, what's Pshat in the Ran? And I saw, you look at the Beis Yosef when he quotes the Ran, and you look at the Ran inside, it seems that he's saying something else. The Bikur Yaakov also was Chayzer from his Pshat. Bikur Yaakov said that in Chedushim I learned that he's going like Rashi, but if you look at the Ran seems to be saying something else. The Ran seems to be Mimutza between the Rush and Rashi. Rashi says you need one row at the top. The Rush says you need three rows, but not all three of the three rows, just one of the three rows. One out of each of the three rows, and it doesn't have to be at the top. The Ran holds you need three rows, and all three of them should be lach, and one of the three rows, which is lach, is at the top. That's the chur, the mashmoyis of the Ran. Though I didn't really see anybody except for the Bukhari Yaakov that speaks that out. And I have also a little bit of a aura. If that's the case, then how did the Ran go ahead and say that it's mistaver, that the same way that the three leaves at the top of their lach, it's machshir, so too the three leaves at the top of their yavesh, it passels. Three leaves at the top don't machshir by themselves. You need three leaves at the top with another two rows that are lach. So lechura also by yavish it asks that you shouldn't three leaves at the top shouldn't pasul. It's mashma that the Ran understood that as long as you have one at the top, then that is okay. Maybe it's either you have three and one is at the top is enough. I'm not exactly sure how he learns into Rav Chisda, but either way, it's not brought down the halacha here. The Mechaber seems to be going Stam V'Yeshirmim, he's going like Rashi. The first Shita, that's what Mishabura says, we go like Rashi Shita, that you need three at the top, which are Lach. The Rosh Shita, just to speak out, what's the Rosh Shita? The Rosh Mishabura brings down here, Rav Yeger's Kashra, that Lachura, it's a Hadash Shita. The case of the Rosh is that you need three leaves, and the one leaf, which is Lach, is Reichiv on the other two leaves. He says that's exactly what we call Hadashita, and that is puzzle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he brings in the Prima Gadim's Teretz. Prima Gadim says it's Deichik. For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not a Deichik. And he says that we're talking about, it's not that the entire Hadas is a Hadashita. The entire Hadas is a Hadas Kosher, that all three leaves of every single row are coming out of the same spot. If you have three rows on this Hadas, the Hadas has, let's say, 25 rows. 22 rows, all the leaves are coming out of the same spot. And three rows, you have that it's a hadashrita in those three rows. That one leaf is bimorkov on the other two. If that one leaf is left, then it's kosher. Now, lechur, it's a little bit of a doichik because mehechetes de zetan, that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about such a case that you have that the entire thing is not a hadashrita except for three rows. Everything else is yavish except for these three rows. And the one leaf, which is the Hadashrita leaf of the three rows, those are the one. That's the only case that we're talking about that can be masal. That was what the Gemara was talking about. And besides the fact, what are you going to tell me? The Gemara, according to this, the Gemara didn't tell me what the case is, what's the halacha, when it's a regular Hadas, the entire thing is a regular Hadas. The entire thing is a regular Hadas. I knew that it's all three leaves came out of the same spot along the length of the entire Hadas. What's the din b'negiyat yavish? There's no din that lach could be matzel. It's only if you have this funny hadas, then the lach could be matzel. But if not, then the lach can't be matzel. L'chari, that's what you have to say. You go batzer roiv, and yav shiroiv olav is going to be patzel. Behu shiyeh b'reisha bad. That was only talking about if you have this interesting type of hadas. The ma'aseh, if you look at the Bikur Yaakov, he actually brings a raya from the Zohar. I'm not sure. Many of the Olam wanted to say that this is pshat. Many of the Olam, the Chabur, wanted to say this is pshat. Bikur Yaakov basically says this. That in every group of three leaves, you have two that come out of the side, and one that is boiling more than the other two. All three leaves come out of the same spot. It's just reichiv means that it leans on the other two leaves. Two are coming out of the sides, and the third one, which is leans on and covers over the two sides, the two leaves on the sides. So you see more, you see the entire leaf, as opposed to the other two leaves which are partially covered over. Now, does this mean that you could just move around the leaves? Anytime that you have the three leaves, just move them around, that the third leaf should always go on top of the other two. It sounds like, it would seem that you should be able to do that. It seems from the Bikur Yaakov, when he quotes the Zohar, he says that you have one leaf coming out of the right side, one leaf coming out of the left side, and then the third leaf which is coming out and riding the other two. If you have three leaves in one row, you should have it that each one takes up 33% of the stem. Here it sounds like no, all three leaves don't even take up the entire stem. You have one on the right side, one on the left side, and one in between covering it over. It's mashma that it's covering over on one of the sides, but on the other side it's kilo open a little bit. It's not being covered over by another leaf. You have the right side, the left side, you have north and south, and east. The east is covering over the north and the south. But on the west you don't have anything. On the fourth side you don't really have anything. So then in the Hanami you can't just move around the leaves, because there's always one leaf which is on the third side which is covering over the other two, which would come out according to this. He actually quotes Rabbi Yeruchim, who's the Talmud of the Rosh, Talmud of Maharam Rutenberg, that also says, it says a similar thing, that you have one on one side, one on the other side, and the third one is covering over. Murkav on the other stem, he says, that's what the Rosh meant to say, that's what he's talking about. But not that it's a hadashrita in any which way, all the leaves are the same size, it's just that one is reichav and the other two. Either way, if you're hadasim or that yavish, it's probably kedai to get nuance. Siftet. Im oisim olam shlo yavshu him kemushim, yesh poislam yesh machshirim. If the olin el yonin, you have all your entire leaves, you're going with the first shita, all the entire leaves of the hadas are yavish, except for the top three, they're not yavish, but they're also not lach. They're komush, they're withered, they're starting to wither, but they're not totally yavish. They're slightly green still. There, yesh poislin, that's the ravid, v'yesh machshirim. So yesh machshirim, we understand very well, like the Rishonim speak out. If it's not yavish, then it's good. The only thing that passes is yavish. So kol kama that you're telling me that three leaves that are on the top, that are lach, are good. So if it's not, there's two possibilities. There's lach and yavish. If it's not lach, then it's yavish. If it's not yavish, then it's lach. So that's what the Rishonim say. Kol kama that it's not yavish, then it's begeder lach. If it's begeder lach, then there's no reason that it shouldn't work. What's pshat in the ravid? The Ravid says, when you're trying to be matzil, the only thing that can be matzil is lach ha-hodur. Something which is mamash lach. Komish, he says, there's really three levels. That's what he says. He says, you have lach, and you have komish, and you have yavish. And komish can't be matzil. What's the vart, l'chero? Because even if you want to say that the hodur, like we said in the past, that hodur by a hadas is defined entirely by the top of the hadas, because that's the choytim of, it's like, that's what a person sees, it's the top of the hadas. But certainly the rest of it has a little bit of a bearing on it. So when it looks yavish, you're right that it doesn't look so nice, but since the top is nice, that's okay. But if the whole thing doesn't look nice, and the top doesn't even look so nice, because it's not perfect, then certainly it's a chazaron and hadar. You could save it, it's like the last ditch effort to save your hadar. If you have three that are lach, you could say, oh, lamaisa, that's the gishmak, that's what a person really sees. So even though the rest doesn't look so nice, but the top looks really nice. The top doesn't even look really nice, then it's a chazaron, it's mitzaref to the rest of it, and it's a chazaron, it's going to be possible. How do we paskin? So Mishnah Berurah brings down the Prima Gadim that says, Yeshem Yeshemim. This is what the Prima Gadim says in his Klalim, like mentioned in the past. So when you're not Machriya, Savik Daraisa L'Chumra, Savik Darabana L'Kulam. The Melon, the first day be Machmer, the Daraisa, the last day be Mikal Darabanan. If you look there in his Klalim he says, you have to see whether or not it's a Raid Kinegan Amiut. L'Chur, it is a Raid Kinegan Amiut. The Raivid is the only one that says, the Ran brings down that you should be Choshe for the Raivid. That's the truth. The Ran brings down that you should be Choshe for the Raivid. So therefore, maybe it's not so Klalim. This is what we're supposed to mention last Chaburah. There's another pshat that the Prima Gadim says over there. He brings down from the Taz and other Achrinim that say that Stam v'yeshemrim, the halacha is like Stam. Yeshemrim v'yeshemrim, the halacha is like the second yeshemrim. That's why it said as the yeshemrim v'yeshemrim, because he's telling you to go like the second yeshemrim. And Rav Aaron pointed out to me that Mishnah Berurah himself brings that down. In Tafresh Chavav, in the Bir Halacha and Sefalef, he says, Al pi haklal hayadua, the b'shnei yeshemrim pasach ha-shulchan aruch kashin. He says that Saubi Gishmak over here also, Yesh Paisim Yesh Machshirin, you go like the Machshirin, because that is Rav the Shitas, is the Machshirin, that would be okay. But Lamais over here, for some reason, Mishnah Berurah does not quote this Klal HaYadua, and he says to be Machmer on the first day, and to be Makel on the rest of the days. But Klal, that it's a Svek Svek on the rest of the days, right? So Safik, whether the Psul Pashas is a Psul Hadar, or come that it's a Shiloh, whether or not Hadar Pashas on the rest of the days. So you have a Svek Sveka anyhow. To be matched on the rest of the days, do we paskin like the Ravid or like the other Rishayim? Even if we paskin like the Ravid, it's a shayla whether or not Psul Hadar passes all 7 days or not. Mele l'chur, that would be another reason why you can make a bracha. Sif Yud. Next time Rishay Kosher, filo also by Tamro. V'hua din liyavish Rishay. V'yish paislin b'nektam Rishay. Next time Rishay is Kosher. That's the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam. The big three Rishonim that the Beis Yosef is Koveya, the Halacha of Pishita Yisum, they all hold that Nektam Reishai is Kosher, and so to Yavish Reishai, and there are those that apostle Nektam Reishai, that's the Ravid, the Balamor, and the Ran, who goes like that. Says the Ramah, B'toyiv la'achim rakam she'efshir, ba'achar. V'leim ikri Nektam, elim ki Nektam hu ha'olin. Elim ki Nektam hu ha'isim, but not the Olin. The Maisa, aside from the Mechaber, aside from the Ramah, it sounds like Me'ikra Adin, we pass them like the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Nektam is kosher. Even the Maisa, the Mechaber does bring down the other Shita. Yeshemim Kimdumani, the Kaf HaChaim, says that the reason why the Mechaber, Stam Yeshemim, was like the Stam, so why did he ever bring down the Yeshemim Mechlal? To tell you that there's another Shita out there. It's Kedai to be Machmer. Not that that's where he holds it, you know, there is a Makom to be Machmer. What's that? What's the Mechlal?
What happens if that's the Mekel opinion?
He's telling you that Peshat Tzadchak is what to be saying, Machon. Maybe. I don't know. Even the Ramah when he says it, he says, V'toiv lahachmir. He doesn't say, Peshat Tzadchak, Efshar Litloi. Toiv lahachmir, B'mokm Shefshar Bacher. He doesn't even say that, B'mokm Shefshar Bacher, then you have to take it. Peshat Tzadchak means you can't get another one. So the Chayot means no one in town has another one. He doesn't go that way. He says, if Be'afshar Bachar, then you should take it. But Be'atim, Toiv Lachmer. Listen, if Toiv Lachmer sounds like Be'atim Yikar Adin, it's not a problem if it's Nektam. However, it is a Toiv Lachmer, and there are G'dayli Rishayim that hold that way. So So the Pasha says, "Al tzimim yikayim there are malachar." You should be matmer even if it happens in the middle of Sukkot. One of them becomes next time, even though you have another two. Like I said, you should be taking three. L'chura, one should, if it's Efshar Bacher, he has the ability to get another Hadas, then L'chura, he should get another Hadas, even in the middle of Yom Tov. This Shita of the Ramah, to be choshev for the Shita of Ramah, the next apostles, has another Nafkamina L'Elmais also. This is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. He says that in the Ran, who holds like the Raivin and the Baal Amar, that Nektam does Ktumim, that Reb Tarfin says is kosher, does not refer to the top of the Hadas, rather it refers to the branches that are coming out of the side of the Hadas. Says the Ran that what's the Machlaikis between the Rabbi Shmuel and Reb Tarfin? Machlaikis is, there are little branches coming out of the side that are mafsik in between the leaves. You have three leaves together in one kan, and you have a branch coming out of the middle. So you have a chesaron in your avos if something's getting in between the leaves. You have a branch that's coming in out of the leaves. So you have to cut it off. Now that you cut it off, that it shouldn't be considered a hefsek in between the avos, this machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tarfon is that kosher. Rabbi Shmuel says ketumim is pasul. Tarfon says ketumim is kosher. Ketumim is kosher. Why would it be pasul? It's not exactly clear. It's a hefsek. Not exactly sure why. Says the Machatzis HaShekel, we don't find anybody that's chalik on this Ran. No one's chalik on this Ran. Maybe they're chalik on Pshat and the Gemara. But the Etzem Yisoid, that if you have a Hadas that has branches that are coming out in between the leaves, that you have to cut them off. So the Machatzis HaShekel at the beginning of the Siman, no one is chalik on that. Sharatim brings it down here. In Sif Yud, the Sharatim quotes his Machatzis HaShekel, and he says, that's what Machatzis HaShekel says. Chayotim says the same thing. He says, if you look at the carbon in the Sanal, the carbon in the Sanal says that he's Matar, it's the minigo ilum that they're not makbid. However, mikol mokrim lechatchila nochin liktem oisei ve'erev yantiv. Nochin, to take them off on erev yantiv, says the Mishnah Berurah. He seems to be makriya, like Machzashek says, you have to. He says, nochin. Now, I just want to point out that l'chayra, what the Machzashek says, there's no one that's chaylik. There's certainly somebody that's chaylik. The Raivid and the Balamor are chaylik. The Ran came up with the third pshat. The Ran is going with pshat of the Baal Amor, but if you look at the Baal Amor inside, the Baal Amor is quoting the pshat of the Ravid. And if you look at the Ravid inside, the Ramban learns this way in the Ravid. The shaila about the branches on the side is, should you cut off the branches? You're really supposed to leave it on. When you take a hadas that has branches coming out of all the sides, that looks nice. You mamash have an entire branch with branches, an entire hadas with branches coming out of the sides. That's hadar. If you cut off the branches, it's not so hard. You're just taking one, it's not so hard. Shmuel says it's possible. Darvin says it's kosher. But everybody agrees that l'chora, you should leave the branches on. Don't cut them off. It's more hard if you leave the branches on. How can you say that everybody agrees to take them off? The Ran came up with a noob shot. No, the reason why you have to take off the branches because they're mastic in between the olim. That was the pshat that he said. If you look at the Bikur Yaakov, he says, I don't know where he got the pshat from. It's not in the Ravid that we have lefaneinu. It's not in the Baal Amor. Efshar Kabbalah hayis to be yaday. That's what he says. Maybe Kabbalah has to be other than that's Pshat. But it's a Ran Chiddush that you have to take it off. The Ravid who occurs the Pshat that he's coming from doesn't say that. It's not just that. It's not that you have to take them off. Fakir. According to the Ravid, you should leave them on because it's more Hadr to have them than to take them off. Now, it doesn't possible if you take them off. It's just more Hadr. So therefore, maybe that's why it's Nochen Lechatchila to take them off, because according to the Ran, you have to take them off. According to him, you don't have to. I found in the Kuryakov wanted to say maybe it's not a stira. Maybe the Ravid that says that you should leave them on is only talking about when it's in between the levels of the leaves. So it's not mafsik in between the actual leaves. If it's actually in between the leaves, then maybe even the Ravid would be masking, they should take them off. The truth is that the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is that you're supposed to take them off. Masharogol sheyitim bein hakonim anofim ketanim. In between the konim, not in between the leaves. Chazanish already is more of this. That's only his mafsik in between the leaves, not in between the konim. Lamaisa, the minig of the oilam, at the end of the day, is to take them off. It doesn't passel unless it's roiv konim, like the Bikurim Yaakov says that is like that. It's not going to passel. However, the minig of the oilam is to cut them off. And if you would take a look at this hadas afterwards, you'll see that there are three, four, five of different branches that you can see that they snipped off from the hadas to get rid of all the branches that are sticking out. Lamaisa, even if you find one or two onyantifs that they missed, sometimes they're very small, they also don't want to cut it off because they might be scared they might ruin the shilush. That's not a problem at all. It's not a problem. If you mamash have three tzvachim of ovais, And this is going to be megareya, and if you're missing it, then maybe in Hanami one should be medaktik to take it off, to be yechoshish for this run, so long as there's no chash that you're going to pull off one of your leaves. One last halacha that's brought down over here in the sif is if the top leaves are yavish. Huadin liyavish bereishai is kosher, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Mechaber, and the Rama says that you should be machmer b'mokom sheyesh acher. What is he going on? Is he going dafka on nektam? Is he going also on yavish? So says the Mishnah Berurah, he's only going by nektam. If you look at the Bach, I mean, maybe he's going also by yavish. The Bach says that when it comes to yavish, even if you don't have an acher, if the top three leaves of your hadas are yavish, then it's possible. That's for sure not hadar. That's possible. Says the Mishnah Berurah, though, you have an eitzah. He quotes the Bikur Yaakov, you have an eitzah. Just pull off the leaves. And the shayla is, how could you just pull off the leaves? How do you just pull off the leaves? Make it that the rest of them are kosher. That's the chur of bamei koyach psul. If you have something which is possible, how do you go ahead and be machshir? So this is something that we have to deal with when we get to really the real machlekes is in Tafresh Mem Ches and Tafresh Mem Tes. There's a Ramah in Tafresh Mem Tes and a Mechaber in Tafresh Mem Ches. We'll discuss this nekuda. The biggest raya that there's no problem of bami koyach psul is that you're allowed to take berries off your hadas. It was possible and you made it kosher. So there's no problem that it was possible and you're making it kosher. But there, the achrenim say, the going that it's not nikr b'chalal in the hadas. It's not nikr in the hadas, therefore it's not a problem. Over here, the chur, it is nikr. But maybe it's not nikr that you did anything. Maybe that's the part over here. It's not nikr. It could be that the leaves fell off by themselves. If the leaves would fall off by themselves, it's not a problem. It's not nikr. The only time that bami koyach psul, that the mechaber, that the Ramah says is a problem, he's talking about if you have a little, let's say you have a black dot, or you have a little bit of something which is not hadar yavish in your esrig. So he says, hadar passes all 7 days. I have a great eitzah. Just cut it out. Chaser only passes the first day. Hadar passes the other 7 days. So just cut it out and be machshir. He says, no, that's bami koyach psul. There you can see the guy cut it out. It didn't happen by itself that a nice spoonful of your esrig just fell out. Obviously, it's nikr in the esrig that you did something. As opposed to over here, it's not nikr that you pulled it off. It could be that the leaves fell off themselves. Mamila, that's why it's not a problem. Okay. So in the Maisa, straight up, Mishnah Berurah says that it's not a problem. The last sif is sif yud aleph, anava merubim mi olav, im ein lehadash anava merubim mi olav, biyamtif, neitle veinim avarach olav. You're allowed to take it. Biyamtif, he says, neitle veinim avarach olav. Mishnah Berurah says, upasla afilo b'shar yamim. Well, if you dvarv, in his damen leyacharka, chadas mechirim, tzorch lavarach b'shar yamim, gamkin, vada neitik, leitish, zakat, teris luluf, vayim bebir alachu. Says the Sharatin is quoting from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that L'chor, why is this different than any other psul? What's special over here by Anava Merubim? That you're telling me that you should neitle veinim avarach olav. So if you look at the Prima Gadim, he blabs fair. Says the Prima Gadim, maybe the Chiddush is, this is what everybody was asking the entire time, Kivei Eger and Prima Gadim, that why can you ask a guy to take it off? It's a shvus to shvus b'mokim mitzvah. Asking a guy the mere lack of the shvus to take off the anovim, Rashi learns it's kimisakin, it's a shvus. B'mokim mitzvah. Asking a guy to take it off. What's the problem? So since you could take it, since the mechaber says you're allowed to take it, so you even have part of a mitzvah even without it, without being memayed, so therefore it's not looked at as a mitzvah, and therefore you're not supposed to ask a guy to take it off. Oh, so Bikur Yaakov asks the chur, for sure it's more of a hider, and could be that you're not even, if it's especially if it's only shetakif teres luluf, then it means you weren't mamash yetze. So he says the chur, you do have a mitzvah here, he's murdered. But he says maybe a different reason why you shouldn't ask a guy, and this does have a very common halachic nafkamina for us. He says, you're being machshir your hadas ayidei a guy, it could be that lechatchila one should not do that because he's not peteras. He's not peteras the same way. You're not allowed to have a goy be ma'aged the luluf because he's being machshir the luluf. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we hold that you don't eged is not ma'akiv, but lechatchila is supposed to be ma'aged. So therefore, it's brought down that you should not have a goy be ma'aged the luluf, and the achrenim bring down, Kur Yaakov and others bring down that you also should not have for the same reason, since they're not mechuyev b'davar. So you shouldn't ask him to do it. You should not ask a isha to do it. You should not ask a katan to do it. Very often, what happens is it's 20 minutes before shkia on erev yantif, and Ayve, I didn't put together my luluf. So just knew, just ask your kid, ask your wife, somebody just put it together, what's the big deal? Lechatchila, it's not going to pass to her. Lechatchila, the Achronim say, you should not do that. Because since there is a din egid lechatchila, and he's supposed to the same way that even though we hold egid is not ma'akev, but he's supposed to do a kshira gabi kshira, al mitzvah, so to the mitzvah is to do it with somebody, you should be ma'agedit kidin, and be ma'agedit not with a gadol, and not with a isha or a katan. And we will final with this. We will just to mention the Chaim Bracha says there are 11 tnoim for a hadas amuvchar in Simin Ois Samach Zayin. 11 tnoim for a hadas amuvchar. First one is the olin should be lachin and they shouldn't be kmushin. Lamaisa b'di'evet, it's kosher even if it's kmushin. Two, mishuloshim amegim reisha shel zeh likri shel zeh l'erech gimel tvachim. It should be gimel tvachim reisha shel zeh megil likri shel zeh lamaisa b'di'evet. According to many, even the Chaim of Bracha, I think, brings the raya that it's not ma'akiv, as long as the rave of your stem is covered. Or Berkus wanted to be machmer, but if it's not rachel zeh, magi lokush zeh. L'chura, if you have rave of a shir, that would be enough also. L'chatchila, certainly one should have that. Olav rak yashir agudol. The leaves should only be the size of a fingernail, which is your thumbnail, which is about 2 centimeters. But the person would say from 2 to 4 is lechur not a problem. Also, lechatzima, that's what you should have. Number 4 is kufim v'sheich men al apeim. They should be the leaves should be leaning on the branch of the lechatzila to be chayish for the rashash. What's that? To be chayish for the rashash. Number 5 shlo yekotim. That's also not ma'akiv. The person would say it's not ma'akiv as long as it's roy. Number 5, shlo yekotim bereishei afilu ba'olin. That even the leaves shouldn't be cut off at the top, not just the branch, even the leaves. L'maisa, both of them are kosher b'shasat chak, or b'dievet. They're both kosher if it's 6. Shlo yechashash murkov. The Mishnah Berurah says in Tafresh Memches that you don't have to standard hadas, you don't have to be worried about murkov. Number 7, shlo nizgadu ba'atzot shein anokov. It wasn't grown in an atzot which does not have a hole inside, a flower pot that doesn't have a hole. L'chura, because it wouldn't be considered an eighth. It's chashash, it's not considered an eighth. I would think that mistami, you don't have to be choshish for that, also by the standard hadas. Number 8, shloyu anova merubois. That is not common at all, but again, to our hadasim. 9, shloyu badim kitanim yetim brave arkoi. That you shouldn't have the branches sticking out of brave arkoi. That is also not common at all. Number 10, shu arukin kitas yetim gimel tvachim. It should be a little bit bigger than 3 tvachim. That way, if some of the leaves fall off, you should have left with gimel tvachim. That is kosher, even if it's gimel tvachim amish. And as long as you have reiv avos, that's also kosher. And 11, he's choishish for the chsam sefer of psul kavush. The ma'isa, the chsam Mishnah Berurah also lechera was not choishish for it. So all these are very nice sidur, and most of them are not ma'akiv. However, ashrei mi she bo v'hadasov biyodai. With the 11 hidurim that Chaim Bracha is meina.